Some reaction now from Latin America, which is home to about half of the world's 1 billion Catholics, and many there had hoped that the new pope would be one of their own. From Mexico City, here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
In front of an ornate golden altar dominated by a statue of Christ wearing a crown of thorns, around 100 of the faithful have come to pray. "90% of Mexico is Catholic, but Mexico's main cathedral was almost empty. Few came to celebrate the election of the new pope. At the midday mass, which coincided with the announcement from Rome, Father Dionisio Olvera used his homily to tell his flock about Benedict XVI. He says the new pope will no longer be a German. He will be a pastor of the universal church. Many across Latin America had hoped that the new pontiff would be from the region. Maria de Jesus Moreno is a 64-year-old housewife. She says that the pope's nationality doesn't really matter. "I feel emotional," she says, "the emotion of a Catholic who knows that we have a new pope and who hopes that he will be for the good of the church." Others add that they are happy that the former cardinal, Joseph Ratzinger, is a man molded in Pope John Paul II's image. Among many Mexican Catholics, the former pope, whose first pilgrimage was to Mexico in 1979, was well-loved. Pope John Paul II was also a controversial figure in Latin America for many because of his crackdown on liberation theology, a movement that united political activism with a mission for the poor. Some worry that the new pope, with his reputation as an enforcer of conservative doctrine, will not move the church towards badly needed reforms. "He'll follow the same line as John Paul II, this man says. This new pope will be bad or just regular. The last pope was not open to new ideas. And with evangelical Christianity gaining rapid inroads in the region, he believes that new ideas are badly needed. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.
Our coverage of the papal election continues at NPR.org. There you can find photos, a biography of Joseph Ratzinger, and a discussion of issues facing the Catholic Church.